from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to, as news keeps trickling out cut by cut, we'll pass it along and we'll discuss in more detail the guys that are more relevant to you, our listening audience. And I want to start the conversation there. KJ Henry got cut today. Mm-hmm. Fifth round pick out of Clemson. Was drafted by the Rivera era Marty party, but had a strong camp. When I was out there, I was always impressed. And in the preseason, he was pretty constantly being called. His name was being mentioned a lot. He had a sack. Now, there was nothing impressive about it in that he came free. It was a blown assignment by New England. He was unblocked, but he was the one that hit Jacoby Brissett when he got up grabbing at his shoulder and left the game with an injury in the preseason finale against the Patriots the other night. A little bit surprised by this. Probably really good news for Javonte Jean-Baptiste out of Notre Dame,
yep,
who was a seventh-round pick by this group. Obviously good news for Jamin Davis in terms of the holdovers from the Rivera era as well. But I think you're going to see this in a lot of the bubble decisions. Who brought you here?
Yeah, when in doubt, that's where you lean.
Were you the last group's guy or you are guy? And that's how it probably should be. They're building something in their image. I do think Henry will stick around if he doesn't get claimed. Look, how often do we talk about this, Danny? Every single year, I feel like we do the same exercise. You can't afford to cut that guy. He's going to end up on somebody's roster, and then almost nobody ever gets signed to anybody's roster. I would say he's right at the top of the list of players with a chance to be, but I always just kind of assume you'll be able to sneak whoever you want onto the practice squad. For a team like this that isn't that good, where there's plenty of roster battles, frankly, where like whether the guy ends up on the P squad or the active roster, doesn't really make a lot of sense. They're interchangeable.
Yeah, this is not one of those positions. Now, defensive tackle is one where I go, whomever they move on from, and by the way, I saw a report that John Ridgeway might be available via trade, that maybe they've let some teams know that. But because if you move on from Ridgeway, you move on from Fedarian Mathis, who I know hasn't shown a ton, has been injured a bunch, but still, second-round pick who's got some talent, a lot of those guys would be signed, would make an active roster. That defensive end spot, respectfully, is not that. They make a lot of KJ Henry. There's seven or eight of that guy right now that's on the waiver wire somewhere. And I don't mean to be disrespectful. It's an NFL player. But
I just think he plays with a lot of effort.
I like him.
He's got a motor, and he's got some traits, like athletic tools.
Mm-hmm.
You're not a four-star. I think he might have even been a five-star at one point.
Yeah, he was a super highly touted guy, I think.
That doesn't happen out of high school into college if you don't have some legitimate tools in the belt, so to speak. I just think when he gets a chance, he plays well. I thought in the second half of last year he was pretty good, actually. Didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I mean, it certainly looks the part. But I guess my point is that it's not like they just let some double-digit sack guy walk. It's not like they let somebody that was going to step up and play huge here. He's, you know, how much worse are you with Dante Fowler getting reps or Cleveland Farrell or Davis on a position conversion? It's probably six, one half dozen of the other.
What is a double-digit sack guy? I'm not familiar with that.
So this is a great question because you haven't seen it in a long time. What happens is, let's say that an NFL season occurs.
Okay.
So how many games? You know this.
17 games.
A guy will oftentimes do what's called rush the passer. So the guy drops back.
He's the guy that runs after the quarterback.
Yeah, so someone, instead of handing it off, which is the running back, the quarterback will drop back. He wants to throw the ball.
Yeah.
One of your guys, now this is the team that you like, will tackle him behind the line of scrimmage.
Oh, like Ryan Kerrigan used to do.
He used to do that. And if you get...
So like a Dexter Manley, Charles Manley.
In that vein, yeah. Mm. And you get a guy that does that semi-frequently.
Okay.
Maybe every 1.1 games on average. you can get like 9, even 10 double digits sacks.
Whoa, one guy?
One guy can.
I just don't know if I believe that.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, I've seen it.
Do players do that in 1 year in the league?
Pretty routinely, I would say. Yeah, especially in this passing era. Guys are doing that all the time.
That is pretty amazing.
Not here, though. You know what I mean?
No, not here. Martavis Bryant, wide receiver. Some thought that maybe he was going to be the sixth guy in. He has been released today. It was reported, and this is a tell generally that it came from the agent, that if he gets through waivers, he will be on the practice squad, which makes a ton of sense. And you can tell they like him.
Yes.
He caught a touchdown late with a couple of minutes left against the Patriots, and Adam Peters is running over to hug him, and a bunch of his teammates are greeting him out on the field, hopping around, going crazy. That's how you know a guy is popular in the dressing room and that players are rooting for him, that the staff is rooting for him. It's been 10 years since he was really good. It's been almost 7 years since he caught a pass in the league. So it'd be an amazing story if he could get back on the field. I actually thought he might make the team.
I did too, actually.
Just because of the lack of size in the room. But I will say, Danny, that if you look around the NFL, there are wide receivers all over the place getting cut today who have performed adequately at the National Football League level way more recently than Martavis Bryant, who have size, who are also getting cut. Guys like Noah Brown in Houston with the Texans, former Cowboy, was there when Dan Quinn was there, who's made over 70 catches the last couple years, had 500 yards last year. He's big. He's 6'2", 215 pounds. He'd look good, as far as I'm concerned, in burgundy and gold. I saw that Terrace Marshall, former second-round pick, is only 24 years old. Has been a huge disappointment, but maybe a change of scenery could help him. He's a guy at 6'2" that the Panthers cut today that hit the wire. So it's easy to say Martavis Bryant comes back on the practice squad, but there are probably not six wideouts on this team that are better than some of the guys being cut by good teams. Mitchell Tinsley is an example of a guy. He didn't dress most of last year, was on the team, but never caught a ball or was targeted. He got cut today. You could bring him back on your P squad, or you could probably just try to grab somebody with second in the waiver wire. Remember, only the Panthers. That's the only team gets to pick and choose between the players getting cut before Washington does. So my guess is they bring in a wide receiver from outside the building.
You would think so. And I think everyone, a lot of people around the league are probably watching what Houston does. They got a pretty deep receiver room over there, right? Where they've got, they added Stephon Diggs to Nico Collins and Tank Dell. You know, drafted a couple guys over the last couple years, too, that could probably help them. So if like a Robert Woods, for example, who, you know, is a veteran who they might say, hey, let's do right by him, or maybe let's float something up the flagpole. Maybe you can give us a conditional late round pick for him or something like that. A guy with some pelts on the wall who's probably not as isn't as explosive as he was a couple years ago. That's an intriguing name to sort of monitor and watch. Denzel Mims, a former high draft pick with size, just got cut by the Jaguars. The point is, as you said, there are going to be opportunities probably to slightly improve that room. I don't think the major move is coming. You and I both theorized that. Don't want to speak for you, but I don't think that big trade, that home run, that T. Higgins, that Brandon Ayuk is coming. But that marginal improvement, that fifth guy out of six that's cut by someone else with a better room, that might be happening.
Today is a no news is good news day. There are players that'll just sit by the phone. They'll try to stay busy and put something on their schedule, go see a movie or, you know, go to lunch with a loved one or something. But you're just waiting for your phone to ring. You don't get a call generally to tell you you made the team. Very, very rare, but occasionally does that happen when it's a cool enough story that maybe the team wants to record it or do something fun with it. Most of the time, you just keep hoping no one calls you and you get to show up at the building for practice this afternoon, which they're going to have much later than they normally do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I say that to say, at least publicly from what we know, Jamison Crowder's phone has not rung. Doesn't sound like we have any news yet on Bryson Tremaine, the former undrafted free agent out of Stanford. Kaz Allen's name has not been publicized as having been released. Byron Pringle, all those back-of-the-roster wide receivers. So we're still waiting to figure out exactly what the Commanders decide. Any other surprises before we move on to the other news of the day for Washington? As far as cuts so far that have been publicized?
I wouldn't say surprise, but interesting to me. A couple notes. One, another couple names from the 2023 draft, which didn't go particularly well. The guys at the top, Forbes and Quan Martin, are going to be here. Martin looks like he might be able to stick, but there are a couple other candidates there, be they Braden Daniels, maybe Ricky Stromberg, who might also be candidates. KJ Henry now gone.
There was a report today they're trying to trade Stromberg, which then I would say good luck. And they're also apparently dangling Cole Turner in trade conversations. And they should. Like, if you're a good front office, if you're an executive who knows what you're doing and Adam Peters qualifies, before you release a player, you should make 25 phone calls. Why not? Hey, what are you looking for? Where are you at on the waiver wire? You're 19th? You need a guard? I got a guy. I got Ricky Stromberg. So they'll see if they can get any of these guys traded. I often hear people say, Danny, well, why would I trade for someone if I know you're cutting them? And it's because if you're low down the waiver order, you don't have a chance.
You might not get them.
Potentially. So if you really want someone or you like someone, you've probably put out a feeler to Adam Peters already saying, hey, if that guy's not going to make your team, give me a call. And that's kind of how that starts. But I don't know that they have a whole lot of talent in the way of players that other clubs are lining up for to acquire via trade.
Yeah, just again, to that end, via the 2023 draft, Chris Rodriguez, they let go.
What didn't they like about him? I mean, he, my goodness. He was practicing as like the last running back through drills. It was Robinson, Eckler, McNichols. Wiley supplanted him pretty quickly. They started using Kaz Allen in these preseason games, a wide receiver who hasn't been able to make it at that position before they were giving Chris Rodriguez touches.
Yeah.
He was just not their guy.
They did not seem to be a fan for whatever reason. And to me, like, he's not the style that I would go after, but he's got a little bit of the things that I like, but I want a lot of the things that I like.
Here's what I know about Chris Rodriguez on the field. When he played, he had some success.
He was pretty decent.
He led the team in yards per attempt last year. Mm-hmm. And in the preseason, last year, he was excellent. Now, it wasn't quite as good this season. He had a couple of his best runs, I think, were called back for penalties, as a matter of fact.
Caught a couple passes in the third preseason game.
He did.
Looked decent.
Yeah. Wasn't their guy, and that's going to be a reoccurring theme. McNichols, they brought in, may make the team. I think Wiley, who they did release today, the undrafted free agent from Arizona, is someone to monitor on the P squad.
Agreed.
He's got game. I like him.
There's a burst
fit
there
for them than Rodriguez.
I wonder for Rodriguez about pass pro, just in you know, lining up in shotgun pretty much every time, which it seems like that's what they're going to be doing.
He's huge. I mean, if he can't do that,
he's a Maurice Jones-Drew kind of low to the ground bowling ball kind of guy.
He needs to get better at that. If that is a problem, and I don't know that it is.
I speculate. I have no idea.
Yeah, I'm just saying though, he's way too big for that not to be a strength.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're already going to have some issues with some of the teams that want the shifty guy who has wiggle. When you're that frame of a running back, you should be able to pick up linebackers. But regardless, he's out. Defensively, I don't think there have been any real surprises outside of KJ Henry. The one story that caught my attention today was you and I were discussing the D-tackle position, where Allen and Payne are their starters. They drafted Johnny Newton in the second round, and they've got some other down-the-depth-chart veterans who have played really well, like Benning Pato. Potoaie. The question was, who's going to make the team between Fidarian Mathis and John Ridgeway? And I'm sure you saw that several of the beat reporters today were saying that John Ridgeway's on the trade block. I don't know that that means that he's the guy getting cut, but it stands to reason that if they're not saying Fidarian Mathis is on the trade block, and they're keeping one of those guys, maybe it'll be Mathis.
So if you go I'm making this up, sake of argument. You go, one guy is six, the other guy's half a dozen. There might be more interest for Ridgeway than for Mathis, who hasn't been healthy and hasn't really played. But if they go, you know what, we'll get the same production, and we might get something for Ridgeway, then we'll pull that trigger. I bet you if they don't get a Ridgeway offer that is acceptable to them, then maybe they, you know, try to put Mathis on the P squad or something to that effect and roll with Ridgeway. But if you've got them graded pretty evenly, think they'll help you the same amount, then it becomes, you know, sort of a luxury, an extra thing, and you could spin that into an asset. A
couple of names I'm interested in finding out the fate of are Derek Forrest, who 2 years ago, the safety from Cincinnati, was a starter.
Yes.
And in fact, was making plays, generating takeaways, huge thumping hits in the secondary.
Like flew around the field a little bit.
Yeah. I got to a point with him where I thought, as a mid-round pick, this is a guy who's going to be around here for a while.
To win, yeah.
He is now squarely on the bubble and I think has a real chance not to make it, depending on how many safeties they keep. Jeremy Reeves, who was an All-Pro a couple seasons ago, is another guy who's been fighting for a roster spot. It seems like that's his whole career as a special teams ace. Mm-hmm. But I would think you would keep him before Forrest. But those are two guys to keep track of today. At corner, one veteran who is out, reportedly, is James Pierre, who they signed, who played for the Steelers last year in the secondary and on special teams. They also cut Tariq Castro Fields, who they got on waivers season before last from San Francisco, who's been in and out of the building over the last couple of years. So a couple of the veterans have already found out their fate. And I like that they do that earlier in the process with some of those older guys with some pelts on the wall. Because mm-hmm. maybe you can get your agent to start making some phone calls and seeing what's what.
So the way that I'd done, I mean, again, who am I? But if I'd done my, right, when I did my 53, I thought Castro Fields would make it. So that I thought he would be in. So that kind of is probably good news for maybe one extra safety or, you know, somebody that might, you know, that might not have been a headliner right there. I thought Fields would make the 53. So I don't want to say that was a surprise, but that was one of my last guys in.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.